We would like to acknowledge the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation on whose unceded land Mojo Radio is recorded on. We also pay respect to the elders past, present and emerging. Good morning, I'm Sherry Smith and welcome to Mojo Radio. Supporters and opponents of Israel came into direct clash at Monash University's Clayton campus last Wednesday. A large number of security guards were on the scene, controlling multiple explosive forces on several occasions when pro-Israeli students and pro-Palestine students tried to cover each other's national flags.
I think that what's happening right now is a genocide, and there's people who support a genocide. And so I think that we know where both sides stand. And we're aware of what their views are. They've come down here and tried to violently tell us what those views are. And so I think that, you know, if they're open to a discussion, you know, maybe I would be open up to that. But I think for the moment, we actually know exactly where they stand and they know where we stand.
On the scene, tents take root on the grass with a big board which says, "Hands off Rafah." Fourth-year Global Studies and Law Jewish student Ziv Gittelson says he has attempted to speak to people who are in the pro-Palestine encampment for a peace dialogue, but he has been rejected.
It just feels to me like radicalism and incitement is going up and up, and I've seen my fellow Jewish students, they've been here with Israeli posters that have been ripped out of their hands. The protesters have been screeching into their ears through air siren horns or whatever they're called, shouting "Free Palestine." I'm very sad that this is what our campus has come to.
Yeah.
Treasurer Jin Sharma's third federal budget reflects these same priorities as last year's, whilst addressing global geopolitical concerns through increased defence spending. At a national cabinet meeting on May 1st, the government promised to provide $925 million to victims of violence so they could leave abusive relationships. A further $19.4 million will be invested over 2 years to establish a national student ombudsman to help eradicate gender-based violence from universities, whilst $18.7 million will be invested over 4 years to establish a national higher education code to prevent and respond to gender-based violence. On Wednesday, the 8th of May, the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest was hosted in Malmö, Sweden. 37 countries, including Australia, competed in the 68th competition. Switzerland artist Nemo won first place with their song, The Code. Nemo's energy was explosive as they took to the stage by storm. They easily switched from operatic high notes to fast lyrical wordplay. Many claimed Eurovision 2024 as one of the most controversial years yet because of Israel's participation amidst the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Critics were quick to object and point out the hypocrisy, as Eurovision has banned Russia from competing due to their invasion of Ukraine. The Australian Olympic badminton team was announced yesterday with the first female coach of Badminton Australia at the helm. Two-time Olympian, now Australia Olympic coach Leanne Chu has announced three athletes, Angela Yu, Setiana Mapasa and Tiffany Ho, as the three-man team headed for Paris. The team will be a doubles pairing and a singles player. Tokyo Olympian Mapasa and debutante Yu are 29th in the international standings, whilst Ho is the reigning gold medalist at the Oceania Championships. Australia has yet to win a medal in badminton, despite being in every summer games since the debut of the sport at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. That's all for now. I'm Sherry Smith, and this is Mojo Radio.